This is WFYI News Now. It's October 18th, and I'm Darian Benson. Each day, our local and statewide news teams bring you the news you need to stay informed in Central Indiana. Coming up, nature-based activities can help with mental and emotional wellness.
I think it was something about just being there and being in that like space, safe space.
But first, these headlines. An Indiana coroner says authorities identified an Indianapolis man as the ninth presumed victim in a string of killings that took place decades ago. The coroner says a bone recovered on Herbert Baumeister's Westfield property was identified as the remains of Alan Livingston. Roughly 10,000 charred bones and bone fragments have been found on the property. Baumeister killed himself in 1996 as investigators sought to question him about the remains. Investigators believe the bones and fragments could represent the remains of at least 25 people. Some local organizations have received more money to help them address the root cause of violence. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports on the fourth round of funding through the Elevation Grants.
This round of the Elevation Grants provides more than $12 million in funding to 72 organizations. It reaches more neighborhoods and aims to empower young people, build resilience, and support those who have been justice involved. Central Indiana Community Foundation's Indianapolis Foundation partners with the city to facilitate the grants. Elevation Grant Program Senior Consultant Alicia Collins says the money helps groups fill the gaps.
Our goal is to touch more grassroots, those individuals who have programs and solutions and opportunities for their residents.
More than $25 million has been distributed to nearly 160 groups since the start of the program. The grants reach a diverse group of nonprofits that work on prevention and intervention efforts. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Indiana University and Purdue University will examine the effectiveness of the state's Regional Economic Acceleration and Development Initiative, or READY, grant program. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the study comes as the state is moving forward with its second round of READY grant funding.
In 2021, the state offered roughly $500 million in matching grants aimed at funding economic growth and quality of life developments across the state. Roberto Guiardo is with the Purdue Center for Regional Development. He says the study will look at both the economic impacts and a metric he's calling well-being.
We will take a look at how much is the region buying into this, right? And if it really is having an impact in their quality of life.
The study is expected to cost roughly $1.7 million and will monitor the impact of READY grant funding through 2026. I'm Ben Thorpe.
And for our in-depth story today, care farms are a place for people to process their emotions by working on a farm. That includes anxiety, depression, and grief. The concept has gained traction in Europe, but not so much in the U.S. Side Effects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports on a new national network that hopes to expand care farms in the U.S.
Zeev was 10 years old when he watched his youngest brother, Giddy, die in a boating accident. He recalls how the trauma affected him later during a class trip.
And we had the opportunity to go kayaking in the ocean, and that was something that I like really did not want to do because it was just too close, I think, to what happened.
Zeev is 17 now. He's traveled every year since the accident from Los Angeles to a care farm near Sedona, Arizona. He plays with animals, drives a tractor, and does other farm tasks. The care farm also has counselors on site. Zeev says the farm allows him to process his grief and trauma and even get back in a kayak.
I think it was something about just being there and being in that like space, safe space that allowed me to do that, and I felt comfortable and happy doing that.
At its core, care farming allows people to connect with nature. There are plenty of studies that suggest nature-based activities like gardening and farming, especially with other people, can provide emotional benefits, like a better mood and less anxiety. And while more research is needed to show the mental health benefits of care farms specifically, some studies do show these programs might help kids and adults with mental wellness. But the concept is more popular abroad than in the U.S. Take the Netherlands, for example.
We have regional members that support farmers. We have a national academy. We have, you know, a knowledge bank online.
That's Martin Fischer. He is the director of the National Federation of Care Farms in the Netherlands. The country has more than 1,300 farms, while the U.S. only has about 200. He says a national network helped care farmers expand across his country. That's because a network lets care farms share information and learn from one another.
They had handbooks, and they had a quality certification program, and they had communication, and they had courses, and that was a tremendous help. That's not available, for instance, in the U.S. In the U.S., most people still have to figure that all for themselves out.
The U.S. has a shortage of mental health providers, especially in rural areas. In fact, 60% of residents there have a hard time accessing mental health care. But one study suggests using already existing farmlands as a tool to support emotional wellness could be valuable. That's part of what Andrea Barnhart hopes to do. She started one of the first national networks in the U.S. It's called the Care Farming Network.
A lot of farms in the United States do not know of the care farming terminology.
Barnhart says some people don't know their businesses qualify as a care farm until she reaches out to them.
And so while they're doing that work, they don't consider themselves a care farm. We're kind of like giving them that definition.
The Care Farming Network in the U.S. plans to unveil a mentorship program next year to support new care farms in the Northeast. The organization hopes this will be a step forward to expand the program across the country. Elizabeth Gabriel, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. That's it for today's episode of WFYI News Now. We bring you the headlines on demand so you can be informed and up to date when you need it. WFYI News Now is a product of WFYI and reported by our Central Indiana, statewide, and regional news teams. It's produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Kendall Anchon, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neal Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share. And find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.